What are the key ideas to remember from this Monday? You need to start with the end. That's how we call it. Start with the end. So you have to think, what is the long-term goal? That was what we did at the beginning of the day. You also need to take into account that not everyone knows everything, even though some have given the impression that they know everything. Not everyone knows everything. So you need to collaborate and work together. You have to allow everyone to be able to speak, exchange, and give ideas and knowledge. And then everyone will be able to vote. So in order to vote, in fact, what should we do? Everyone must be able to, on a post-it, put his ideas and put them on the wall. Then you'll ask the team to group the post-its that go together and then categorize and name the categories. And when this is done, everyone will really be able to vote. So everyone has the ability to vote, to give his or her idea. That's very important, because if people do not feel free to give their ideas during your sprint, the project will have no chance of success. So for you, as a facilitator, what advice do I give you? Ask for permission. Ask the group for permission to facilitate. Explain to them that you are going to try to get things moving, which will make the sprint more efficient and more interesting for everyone. Always capture everything. Summarize team discussions as a note on the whiteboard. Improvising is needed. Continue to ask, how do I have to capture this idea? The objective is to keep, archive everything you're going to see, everything that has been said, everything that has been noted. Then, do not hesitate to be naive. Ask obvious questions. Ask why. Why this idea? Why this notion? Why this example? Why this? Why this? Ask questions, so that people can simply develop their ideas and be the most concrete, as accurate as possible. Take care of humans. Keep your team energetic. Take breaks every 60 to 90 minutes. Remind people to eat light at lunch. Decide, then pass to something else. If you ever see that decisions are slow to be made, unfortunately, you're going to have to say, "We move forward, we move forward." Because if decisions are too slow to be made, or people are too slow to explain their ideas, unfortunately, it's undermining energy. So you also have to learn to be firm. We'll move on to the next step. We'll move on to the next step. We'll come back to this later, if necessary. But we move on now. We can't take too much time on that. If this is too complicated to explain, it means it'll be too complicated to actually build it and test it with clients. If you ever see that the decision can be important to take, but it's too slow, in this case, it's no longer your role to move the project forward. It's up to the decision maker. Ask him or her to make decisions. Do it if you see that the decision that has to be taken can lead to opposite directions, depending on whether the answer is yes or no. That's an example. If the answer comes down to a yes or a no, there you ask the decision maker to choose. What directions are we going in? If, on the other hand, it's just that someone and or a step is too slow, because people take too long, it will be up to you to do that. Do you see the dynamic there between you and the decision maker? This is very important. Congratulations. Congratulations, we just finished the first day. Go rest. We'll meet tomorrow for the second day.